Blog Talk Radio.
This is crazy. The shit I've been through and where I am right now, who the fuck would have imagined? The whole time I knew this love was gonna be dead. Little faith, you got to believe in yourself, man. Only way is up, I already been down.
All the hard times I had, I was sleeping on the floor. Yeah, that's where I had my bed. I was only 4 years old. I faced some shit I won't forget. That's why I've been on my grind and I'ma stay up on my shit. My mama gave it all she had, so I'm just trying to get rich. I'm fighting demons in my head. Sometimes I think I can't do this, and I tell myself to think again. Nigga, we gotta get rich. I ain't taking no more L's. Yeah, all we do is win. I told myself that I'ma make it. I keep
OG crib, we post outside. I keep calling, they might slide. Take a mingo for a change. Got locked up, ain't what no matter. Turn 13, I pop that thing. What no turning back from that. Chasing down, I'm on his ass. Chasing down, I'm on his ass. All I knew was rhyme, still kill. Maybe snatch a purse. Now I rap about my real life when niggas come snatch a verse. We can get no money, we was young, we tryna clap you first. We come face the blunt, go grab the weed.
All the hard times I had, I was sleeping on the floor. Yeah, that's where I had my bed. I was only 4 years old. I faced some shit I won't forget. That's why I've been on my grind and I'ma stay up on my shit. My mama gave it all she had, so I'm just trying to get rich. I'm fighting demons in my head. Sometimes I think I can't do this, and I tell myself to think again, nigga, we gotta get rich. I ain't taking no more L's. Yeah, all we do is win. I told myself that I'ma make it. I keep all my promises. I'm hearing voices in my head telling me to go and get it. Money on Mad, you can call me Mitch. Everything I do, bitch, just like Chris. A lot of blue hunters, I feel like Chris. All blue hunters, I do it for Nip. All blue hunters, do it for my kids. Off the top, ain't got no lid. Niggas rapping about shit, they ain't dead. Charge of the game, it is what it is. Yo, bitch, she like the way I drip. Think she wanna take a sip. I got a man and now he pissed. But one wrong move, get grab a gift. We ain't for none, we stand on shit. Real recognize real, we stand on business. Working no time, yeah, every shift. Yeah, I'm just doing what I'm born to do. I'm just so different, I ain't one of you. If you play for fool, you in trouble, dude. I got loose crews and I came with gold. They'll knock you out just to show and prove. Then they down for the team and I love them, dude. So I get it for the game, yeah, that's the mood. And
hey, I know what it is. It's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. We are in the building. It's Friday on this gloomy Friday. Man, it's ugly out there. Ashy as ever. But, man, we still in here. We hanging out. We kicking it, man. I got another top 10 countdown for y'all, man. It's been some movement on this countdown. That's all I'm going to tell y'all, man. Some movement on the countdown. Some songs up, some songs on, some songs moved up, down, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, man, we do what we do, man. It's definitely going to be a good day. You know what I'm saying, on a Friday, so I know people trying to get outside, and it's prom season. I said it's prom season. Prom season coming up, man, so definitely make sure y'all go, and it's graduation season. So prom season, graduation season is coming up on that time. So I know parents, y'all finna go through it all, but I understand that, you know, it's that once-in-a-lifetime, you know, thing that y'all do, you know, for prom, sending your baby off to prom for the first time, man, and, you know, you want to make sure they have a great time, but also stay within your budget. I got some things I want to chop it up about. We're going to talk about it later. Topic of the day, I saw it on Instagram. We're going to get into a lady. Father gifted his daughter a car. I don't know if it's for her birthday or prom. It was a BMW, but she didn't accept the car because she wanted the Tesla. So I'm going to get into that a little bit later. We're going to chop it up with that later. Sports, we're going to talk about sports. The NFL draft was started last night. It was some crazy stuff going on with the draft. We're going to get into that too. NBA playoffs coming up. I mean, finishing up the first round. And I know y'all ain't going to hear, but the Lakers look like they're about to get swept. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's what just really looked like it's going to happen. So, I want y'all to kick it with me, man. I got a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of stuff going on OG Radio today, man. And we're going to get right into it, man. We'll get into this top 10 countdown as we always do, man. Like I said, man, we have fun doing the top 10 countdown. It's a little bit of movement, not a lot. This joint from my man, Teens, is called Hate and Lie right here. OG Radio.
It's a vibe. You got to put it on replay.
much energy in that drama. Really don't give a shit what you think about me trying to get these dollars. They be hating on the low. All up in my info. Yeah, they be out here frontin', running they mouth when they ain't gon' do nothing. Talking that shit, but they never wanna run up. Nope. Far from a gangster, but not a wankster. You know what it is, though. Walking around like they don't think. What else? Got no money in the bank. Won't sell your soul, anything for attention. For attention. Yeah. Nah. So concerned with what I do. By the way, who are you? Much energy in that drama. Really don't give a shit what you think about me trying to get these dollars. They be hating on the low. Yeah, all up in my info. Yeah, they be out here frontin', running their mouth when they ain't gon' do nothing.
I'ma do my thing, 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 I'ma do my thing. Listen to the guapo, listen to the rocko, bad chain with me from Morocco.
Let's go.
Ship out the cargo, fast with the cargo, he hit garage with a cargo.
Cargo.
Oh, he did it big, serving them lanes for like OJ and a Bronco. Keep it on a humble, bags on a fumble, cooking this shit like gumbo. Getting to the money on the low. Tell your chick meet me at Soho. Now she wanna stop for a photo. Doing my dance, no go-go. We the ones popping no promo. Don't watch these niggas, they bozo. Hating on a nigga, that's a no-go. Same reason we get paid by the boatload. This my season. Cash money, nigga, I'm wheezy. Diamonds on me, I'm freezing. Chick Belizean. Red beans and rice, I'm eating. Sell your soul, no deacon. Hang with the heathen. This shit easy. Killing this track is bleeding. Eat my meat, but she vegan. Rolling at the dope, we leaving. Watch your homie, they leeching. I got me a vision, I made it go happen. You can't win the game if you never go practice that internet rapping. You niggas be capping, we really don't feel you. You niggas off balance. Come from a city, the culture no lacking. We beating the odds, we making it happen. Give us a penny, we turn it to magic. We did it the harder way. Pardon me. Obviously, I'ma do my thing, I'ma do my thing,
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 I'ma do my thing.
Listen to the guapo, listen to the rocko, bad chain with me from Morocco.
Let's go.
Ship out the cargo, fast with the cargo, heat it garage with a cargo.
Cargo.
Always did it big, serving them lanes for like OJ and a Bronco. Keep it on a humble, bags on a fumble, cooking this shit like gumbo.
Hey.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message.
Well, I've been up all night waiting for you. never ever see me make my adversaries rich. I'm not coughing in this bitch, but my vocabulary sick. So either this rap shit got to have me very rich, or we gon' run up in your spot like it's January 6th. A mic in the crowd, that only bring the beast out of. All these hoes be wanting beef, I'm the meat counter. Yes, sir, chief of the butcher. Try to play me for a joke, bitch, and see where it put you. Listen, I'm on my job and you a mark, so I need to dish you. Game in the palm of my hand, bitch, I'm reading scripture. Jumping off the cash app, and this gelato got me higher than the gas tax. Project late, bro, but man, I'm on time. All these MacBook gangsters be blabbing online. I'm the cream of the cream, bro, I'm standing on mine. With a smile on my face, call it Amazon Prime. Listen, I'm spitting in my prime. The Reaper, one of the sickest of all time. Crowd outside in a single foul line. Like camera action, it's bring it down time. Listen, I'm spitting in my prime. The Reaper, one of the sickest. Been to me. See, I got a poker face, I never let him see. The chromosomes X, Y, the generation Z. It's flex pressure with mega chatter and never better. It's two E's in my name, I call it extra effort. I unite the party people like I'm mega devers. And we like Russell and Rick, this is a death endeavor. Me on the beat, back and forth, the US Open. The Zaza's outrageous, I do be smoking. They call it 7-Eleven, the way I do be open. We like Marines, it's mini car, but few are chosen. And I'm spitting in my prime. One of the sickest of all time. Crowd outside in a single foul line. Like camera action, it's bring it down time. Listen, I'm spitting in my prime. One of the sickest of all time. Crowd outside in a single foul line. Like camera action, it's bring it down time.
Hey, I know this is with Mr. AK. OG Radio, man, we in the building, man. You already know what's going on, man. Like I was talking about, man, because I'm going to get to some sports. I'm going to run a little sports section before I get my topic of the day. So the Bears did exactly what we thought what they was going to do. You know what I'm saying? They got Caleb Williams at one, and they got Roma Dulce at eight. Or nine, I'm sorry. The biggest surprise of the draft right now is, well, the draft's going to come on in about another half hour. Biggest surprise of the draft was, Michael Penix Jr. going to Atlanta when he already signed Kirk Cousins. Now, for me, at first, I was like, whoa. Only reason I said whoa, just like everybody else, because Penix was like a late round, like a late round, like in the teens or the 20s. I thought that Atlanta could have went in a lot of ways, but I think Atlanta really thought about their future by thinking ahead, because you just signed a guy to 100-something guaranteed. And this guy has always gotten hurt in the last couple of years, and he's getting long in the tooth, as we call getting old. And you just never know. You always need your back. You always need a backup quarterback. You got a guy like Kirk Cousins. Not to say he ain't a beast. Not to say he ain't going to do his thing. Not to say he ain't going to be productive. But to see his last couple of seasons, he's been injured, playing with injury, and just kind of, you know, pulling his body through the, you know, the rigs of NFL play. So my thing is with Kirk Cousins is, honestly, I don't see why you're mad, bro. You just got another bag there guaranteeing you $190-something million guaranteed, and they pick your successor. I mean, because you are, like, in the 30s, late 30s, 35, I think, 35, 36. So it's like, man, and your history of getting injured is quite up there, man. So my thing is, hey, they know what they was doing. But I feel like you could have got Michael Penix Jr. in the second round, to be honest. I don't think he would have stayed that low. I just think that with where Penix went, I think a lot of other teams panicked. I know Minnesota jumped up to get J.J. McCarthy and so on and so forth. But Atlanta needs a lot of help. Offensively, they don't. They just need a quarterback that can get their playmakers the ball, to be honest, because I've yet to see Kyle Pitts be stop being the butt of fantasy jokes, because I have not seen him be productive. But I think it's just not his talent. I just think that he doesn't have the quarterback play around him. We're going to see about Drake May. I mean, Drake May being in New England, see if that new culture in New England is going to spark and make him a better quarterback. Do he got time to sit and wait? We don't know. You know what I'm saying? So, but overall, like what the Bears did, I like with Kansas City. I don't know what's going on with the Bills. I know it was just the first round, but it was like you traded out of a pick where you definitely need a receiver and allowed teams who are already kind of better than you get better. Because ain't no way in hell I'm Kansas City and I'm supposed to get Xavier Worthy, the fastest man in the draft. And he's not just like track speed fast. He's what they call it, football fast. Because he knows the game, know how to play the game, know how to play receiver, and he's fast. He's not one of them track guys who tried to play football and knew he couldn't catch nothing like that. So the fact that they traded out of two spots where they needed receivers and they didn't go get one of them top receivers. Not to say there ain't no more top receivers left, but you had a chance to get a couple good receivers. I don't know. I just was confused by the Bills. Kansas City is smart. I think they'll go receiver heavy. I think they'll get like two more receivers, and then I think they're going to go get a corner because Snead left. They traded Snead away, so I feel like they're going to fix that defense and fix their receiving core. I know that receiving core struggled a lot, and I know that back end going to struggle without Snead, so I think Kansas City going to do that. For the Bears, I feel like, man, you got the offense, man. Now, what you need to go do is go get you some down linemen, some D linemen to get some pressure because that was one of the problems that the Bears had. We didn't get a lot of good pressure on a quarterback. The defense played better as the season went on. Of course, you know, the Justinfield situation, I'm still a Justinfield fan. I'm rocking with Bro in Pittsburgh, which is my second favorite team that I'm going to be rocking and rocking with him. I hope him the best. But the Bears need to go defense, man. Shore up that defense, get some defensive linemen, get a rotation of defensive linemen that you can rotate. Get a couple more offensive linemen to protect. I think the offensive line is pretty healthy because the guys you drafted 2 years ago are finally healthy. So I feel like the Bears just need to go defense. You got enough playmakers around. I mean, they're probably going to spring. You know, I feel like they got enough offensive playmakers. So, like, defensively, that back end could be a little bit better because you got rid of Eddie Jackson. I don't know who they're going to replace him with in the starting lineup. I think Brisker or the two corners are locked in. I like the guy that was the rookie last year. I like him. He played with aggression as a rookie. He made some mistakes, but I like the defensive-minded coach who allowed that kid to make mistakes on the field because he made plays. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely locked in with what the Bears did, man, and definitely with that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was definitely in love with that, with the Bears did in that situation. Yeah, I liked it what they really did with what was going on. As far as like the Bears, they run the solid 4-3 defense. Now I'm looking at their defensive line. They're going to need some D tackles. So they got two. They got two D tackles. They got the D ends. They should be better. D ends should be better. The linebackers, they solid, but I mean it is what it is. I mean, because I'm like Tariq Stevenson. I like him as a corner. We got Kevin Byrd, and that's a solid safety to replace Eddie Jackson. Brisker and Jalen Johnson, two guys who I really rock with. And like I said, our defense is going to be we're going to be okay. Our kick return upon return is Velus Jones Jr. He's solid, but he does fumble a lot. Don't like it, but it is what it is. He can need to shore that up. Far as the secondary, we solid, more solid than I thought because we have Jalen Johnson, who was a Pro Bowler last year. We had Jaquan Brisker, who was
playing great, and we also picked up Jonathan Owens, who was solid for the Packers. He played some great ball for them, so I'm like to see what he does. Kevin Byrd was doing his thing with, I think, either the Titans or he was with the Bills last year, but he was solid. And Stevenson, our rookie, was a monster. He got Cal Gordon behind him who was doing his thing. So I feel like for us, we just need to go get some more D-linemen because I think we're kind of seeing that the D-tackle position. As far as running backs, we solid at running back. We really solid at running. Receivers, we good, but we could be better. Fullback, we okay. Like I said, offensive linemen. I feel like we're going to go offensive linemen and defensive linemen for this second half of the draft. So I'm excited to see that for the Bears. And I'm happy. I'm happy with what the Bears got. Like I said, the one thing on Caleb Williams, the clock going to be rolling. The clock going to be rolling on him. So every time he don't do good, fans going to be thinking about Justin Fields. It's still going to be Justin Fields, the jersey, in the crowd. So I'm going to get back into my top 10 countdown with the number 5 joint, my boy K-Vaz with that same thing. And that right here. Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Oh. me. Fly as hell, I'm in the clouds, honey.
Up in the clouds.
You can never break me down, baby. Don't be causing no confusion. Please don't put no titles on me if you ever tried every single. Knowing that you're trying to mingle. Out of my way. What y'all do when you out of my way? You wanna play? I'm gonna skate right out the gate. Buddy might kick this leg. Sheesh. I found somebody that could keep the pace. Okay. Tell me what you want from me. Let me know now. Tell me what you need from me. Yeah. Gotta be sure now. Supposed to be my down bottom and my yeah, yeah. But you be moving like the opposition. Tell me what you want from me.
Her name was Shauna, her name was Tanya. It was Tawana, it was Milana. Her name was Carla, her name was Barbara. So many girls wanna be my baby, they was sweating me like it's a sauna. Niggas are following me like Miss Parker. Calling me daddy, but I ain't the father. Show you what you really want. I ain't the type to just put up a front. Catch me pulling up, cleaning the floor, and the engine, the back, and the trunk, and the front. What's a nigga lick his lips, she moving her butt. What's a nigga hit the lights, she know it's up. Baby, I like how you do that shit. I got a fetish for bringing the freak out of women. She like how I poo that shit.
As long as I got all the hoes, I'ma keep it playing for life.
Tell me what you want from me. Let me know now. Tell me what you need from me. Yeah, you gotta be sure now. Supposed to be my down bottom and my yeah, yeah. Be moving like the opposition. Tell me what you want from me, yeah. Let me know now.
Remember it well. My family was my foundation. Always there to hold me down when I fail. But I fell in love with the music, and from then on I started building friendships that are never end. Going places that I've never been. The biggest room is for my children. Oh, fully furnished with inner peace. Solid walls of integrity with the ceiling of spirituality. When the bad times come, feeling all alone, I know that I can always
find my way back home.
When life makes me leave and it takes me too far, I can always
find my way back home.
Sometimes I can't see, but I know where you are. I can always
find my way back home.
Like Hansel and Gretel, I can always
find my way back home.
I'll never let you go. Oh no no.
Stuck between a rock and a hard place. Couldn't move a single muscle at all. Oh no. Always feels like I'm running in and out of time, trying to wait for that call. Trying to do things my way, my way, my way. Most of the time it's a very big flop. Yes, it is.
Stressed out, dying.
When will this rush feeling come to a stop?
Cause I'm steady pushing every night, every day. Trying my best to maintain with this weight. People losing their lives every day. Wanna keep it off my mind, but I can't. Oh no. Need to understand my surroundings. Most of my relationship come through songs. Facts. When the bad time comes, feeling all alone, I can always find my way. When life makes me leave and it takes me too far, I can always
find my way back home.
Sometimes I can't see, but I know where you are. I can always
find my way back home.
Hansel and Gretel, I can always
find my way back
home. But I never let you go, no, 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 no. Back to the place where nothing can harm me. Back to the place where my mind is free. No matter where I am, I can always find my home inside of me. And that's where I wanna be.
Find my way back home.
When life makes me leave, takes me too far, I can't
find my way back home.
Sometimes I can't see you, but I know where you are.
Find my way back home.
I can find my way. Oh yeah, like Hansel and Gretel.
Find my way back home.
And I promise you this,
promise you,
I will never let you go.
Believe that. The crib I bought, I be at. Table I bought, I eat at. The bed I
sleep at. Yeah.
I be off in the stool where they rap at. I tell a nigga slidey and no show. Got them all on the way by the boatload. Pro with the way, put the game in the chokehold. No doze, I be up when the money come. Money and sunny, yeah, they came a long way. Now they want some from me. If I ever went away with a band, still love me. If it never hit the fan, they gon' stand up for me. I got out on it. Still gon' drive like a stole that. It's my time, I'm still in my prime. I'm still in your shine, you owe that. Can't put them on, no that. Big thrill feeling like Podest. Campaign 2024, I got more in store. Y'all know what my vote is. Cause the crib I got, I trapped out. Made a few racks on the back end. Had to go and hit rich for the tap in. Double that stack, got lit, now we back in. Got a parallel park when I back in. Backs on the wall, I don't back down. Gotta put up on the gas and a foot up on the ass. So I know it gotta hurt when they sat down.
Cause the crib I bought, I be at. Table I bought, I eat at. The bed I laid, I sleep at. Yes, believe that. The crib I bought, I be at. Table I bought, I eat at. The bed I laid, I sleep at. Yes, believe that.
Hey, I already know this. Your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OG TV, man. We in the building. We chilling. We hanging out, man. The Bucks are loose to the Indiana Pacers. I know a lot of people had the Indiana Pacers. Some people had the Indiana Pacers winning this year. But Giannis being out, and now Dame being out with a leg injury, man, it don't look good for Milwaukee. And I heard somebody dumb say if Milwaukee lose this series, you got to trade Dame. It's like, nah, nigga. Like, first of all, y'all effed up by getting rid of the coach and getting Doc. And it's not the coach. You can tell. Because they didn't – they were 31-12 or 30-something-12 with Griffin. And then y'all go get rid of Griffin. I don't know why. Then y'all go get Doc Rivers. Now, I heard a rumor that Doc was, like, an advisor on the team for the whole time. Like, he was just waiting to take over. But then it can't be true because if that was the case, their defense wouldn't be as bad as it is the whole year. So somebody lying about something. I don't know who lying, but somebody lying about something. Because that team is just bad defensively. And I'm not saying it's just because of, what's the name gone? Holiday gone. But I just feel like that team ain't the same as last year. And they went to the what, conference finals or second round and got outed. So I don't know. I couldn't tell y'all what it is. I really couldn't. But if I did, I would really tell y'all what it really was. But yeah, man. So they don't look good. The Lakers, y'all, it's a wrap for y'all. I just want y'all to know that. I just wanted to know it's over for y'all Lakers fans. I could be mad. Y'all could be irritated. Y'all can get beef with me and say whatever the hell y'all want to say, but it is a wrap because y'all Lakers fans, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. LeBron gets swept by the same team twice, and I'm not even going to get into the Mike LeBron thing. I respect both of their careers. I'm just a Mike fan because I grew up in Chicago, and I was alive. Like, that was my era, watching the Bulls win. It was like we got spoiled. That's why I feel like when it comes to Chicago Bulls fans, we were spoiled with Mike and them, man, because we just expected to win every year. I feel like if Mike don't retire, I think it's 8. I'm just being petty because that's where I want to be. But LeBron, you get swept by the same team. I don't know if Mike got swept. I ain't going to say if he did or he didn't. I don't think he did, but it don't matter. I just feel like the Lakers as a whole team, what I was mad at is that the people on ESPN were killing me about every time I was looking for a take. They were talking about something about the Lakers. Oh, the Lakers in Golden State. Lakers in Golden State. For me, I'm more mad at ESPN for not assigning enough light on the new young guns coming into the league. The young guns that was doing their thing in the West, like SGA, Ant-Man, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, them guys are top and I know people don't want to talk about them because they're boring. And, you know, they just win. But Ant-Man and SGA, y'all should have been hyping them up every chance y'all got. But all y'all kept talking about, I can honestly tell y'all, ESPN, top three teams they talked about. They talked about the Lakers, they talked about Golden State, and they talked about Milwaukee Bucks. Every other team, it was kind of whatever sprinkled in, but them three teams was talking about. And if you just want to go with their all-time favorites are, it's the Dallas Cowboys. I'm tired of hearing that shit, too, because Dallas Cowboys been trash for I don't know how long. And I know the Bears been trash, too, But I'm just saying, when I watch ESPN, those are the only things I see them talking about. And I think, why? Because their fans are so crazy. But I think for the season, it was Golden State and the Lakers. And it was crazy. But, I mean, y'all like it. Y'all like it. I love it. You know what I'm saying? But when I come back from this break, this playing the number one song, which is Bria Sharice's On to the Next, is number one for the second week in a row. I'm going to tell y'all about this situation. If y'all want to see it, I'm definitely going to send y'all the link to my Facebook, my Instagram page. But the number one song of this week is Bria Sharice's On to the Next. Right here, OG Radio, man. We're going to talk about my topic of the day coming up after this. Y'all already know this. It's your boy, Mr. AK. Let's get it. Back at it, you boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OG TV. Like I said, man, I was going to talk about this topic that I was looking at. It's about ungrateful kids and spoiling your kids. So the video on Instagram was, or Facebook, it was on both, was a father and a mother. I don't know if the father bought it or the mother and the father combined, but it sounded like the father bought the child a new car. And he bought her a BMW, brand new BMW off the lot. I don't know if it was like 2020, 2019 or something like that. But got her a new car. It was like she was in her teens, like, you know what I'm saying, 19, 18, 19, whatever like that, like 19, 20. I don't know, like she was like either senior in high school or freshman in college or whatever else like that. It was like a surprise. I don't know if it was for a birthday or whatever. But it was like a surprise, like it was for a birthday or whatever. And they like, oh, surprise, he bought a BMW, new BMW. the child looked at it like, what's this? This is that word. What's this? What's this? What I'm supposed to do with this? They're like, oh, it's a new car. It's a new car. You know what I'm saying? You know, now you ain't got to ask for rats to work. Now you ain't got to get on the bus and nothing like that. And the child was like, I don't want it. What you mean you don't want it? This ain't what I wanted. I wanted a Tesla. He's like, a Tesla? He's like, I ain't had no money for no Tesla. He's like, you know what I'm saying? I got you a BMW brand new off the lot. And she just started just going in. Don't nobody drive BMW. I ain't never seen the BMW. I'm like, who child is this? And they trying to get her to check out the car. And then the mom's like, oh, so you ungrateful? She's like, nah, I just don't want it. I don't want it. Never, man. Now the father, and I don't get the rest of the video, but she was like, I want a Tesla. He was like, so what you want me to do? Take it back and get a Tesla. I don't care. Everybody drives Teslas. I want a Tesla. Like, so the video ends with the father, like, I'm not banging no Tesla. She's like, well, I don't want it. Thank you, but no thank you. Like, gave her the keys back and walked it out. Now, my first initial thought was, as a soon-to-be father, but as an uncle who is raised nieces and nephews, I'm thinking like, oh, I'ma go off. I'ma go crazy. Like, you ungrateful. Look, you know what I'm saying? I went left, but then I had to sit there and think like, for every action there's a reaction, and kids just don't learn this, whatever behavior. I feel like it's a lot that goes into this. One, the parents could have been, you know what I'm saying, creating this image of she get what she want. Little girl get what she want. So from a child up until now, she's probably been getting what she want. And she kind of like, this kind of miss may be her behavior to get what she wants. To her throw a little tantrum, get a little attitude, make her daddy in the mad, then the daddy just, you know, give in and get what she wants, you know, being a girl dad. I don't know that. But I'm thinking the way she acted, is she too calm and the parents too calm. And I'm like, maybe this is just for social media, because I don't know no black parent that's going to be calm about giving their child, buying their child a new car so they can stop taking the bus. And they declined the car, and the parents just like, whatever with it. Now, then the petty me came out. Because let that have been me and my child do that to me, oh, I'd have kept the car. I would have drove that car. I would have had my old car that I had. My wife would have had her old car. And we'd have just been driving them three cars around. And she would have had to figure out how to get herself around. Completely. Like, wherever she's trying to go in life, you better have best friends that are going to come get you all the time, or you better Uber everywhere. Because I'm like, I had to calm myself. I'm like, you know what? No, I'm going to make you feel some type of way about this. I'm not going to go crazy and go off. Well, continue to take the bus. Continue to take Uber. Because there's going to be a time where she's going to need that car. There's going to be a time to where she's going to need that car. And she's going to need that car, need to get around, go a situation where she wake up late for work. And she off in the bus schedule, whatever, she going to be late. And she going to look at one of y'all and say, oh, can y'all take me to work? They're like, no. Figure how you going to get to work since you don't like that BMW you don't want to drive. Then it's like, oh, all my friends going out to kick it, but I ain't got no ride because they can't fit me in the car. If somebody take it, you better Uber, you better call one of your friends since you don't like that BMW. Because then that child's going to figure out that the mistake they made of being ungrateful, being spoiled and all that other stuff. Because, nah, don't take the car back. Keep the car there. Keep the keys to all the cars to make sure that even if y'all go out of town, take all the car keys out the house and let her figure out how to get the fuck around. Because if you're going to be ungrateful, I'm going to show you what happens when you're ungrateful. Somebody working hard on money to get you a car so you ain't got a... And then they say she has a job. So the fact that she had a job and y'all still bought her a car and didn't make her go buy her own and didn't meet her halfway on the money to, you know what I'm saying, to get her what you want. She couldn't meet her halfway to pay for her Tesla. So my thing is, if she got a job and she ain't put no money down or nothing, she being ungrateful, keep that car around. Keep that car around. So y'all can call me at 516-666-9826 and let me know what y'all think about that situation. How would you deal with your child being ungrateful about a gift or whatever that you gave them, whether it's a car, whether it's money, whether it's a phone, whatever? Because me in that situation, once I calm down and I get myself together, I got to think about how my mom would have did me. She would have kept that car, kept the car she was previously driving,
and whoever else was in the house living kept the car that, you know, father had, and she wouldn't have been able to drive none of them. I'd have been able to drive none of them. Oh, the cops would have been there for me to see. Oh, it'd have been crazy, because now you were about to have freedom to be able to come and go as you please, as long as you come in at a respectable time. Now you still in the same situation. And I bet you she got some stupid friends or some crazy friends, and ain't none of them driving Tesla. Ain't none of her friends probably driving Tesla. She probably seeing somebody that she cool with or like, somebody that got that type of money that's driving a Tesla. Now, she said, I don't see nothing but Teslas. Yes, there's Teslas out here. Everybody driving one. But you ain't got Tesla money. You got a job, but you ain't got Tesla money. I guarantee you this, that bus pass and that Uber everywhere going to be on the thousands. She's going to be on the premium plan for the Uber and for the bus. Because that's how you, me personally, that's just me, what I would do to that child. Because it's like, oh, I'll go off on a go. No. I calm myself. Just, I guarantee you that that child is going to need a vehicle one day. And she's going to need to get around one day. And she ain't going to be able to get around because she ain't got no car. Plus, she ain't going to know how to get, she ain't just going to be mad because now she can't get around. All her friends getting around, moving around, doing what they're supposed to do. And it may come a time where, like I said, she may need a car. And all you got to do is to look at her like, and she would come to y'all and kind of be like, well, F it, I need a car to drive. So F it, let me just suck it up and drive this car, I guess. Mm-mm, tell her no. Like, what you need a what? You want to do what? Borrow the, you want to use your car. Not even your car no more. Remember when you said you ain't want it? This is the house's car. Since you grown, you got to figure out how to get this. Since you want a Tesla, you figure out how to get you a Tesla on your own, and you figure out how to get around on your own without any money, without however you're going to figure it out. Whatever money you got, you figure out how you're going to get around every day. Every day. Every day. You got to go to work. I don't know if you're still in school. If you got to go to work, you got to go to school, you got to figure it out on your own. Now, if we're going out to eat, okay, you know, I'll make a figure out to get there too. Nah, no, I got food. You got to figure out how to get there. Nah, I'm just, since you grown now. So now you're going to figure out everything on your own. So this is what grown folks do. Now you go in there and you figure out how you're going to get here to here, there to there, and move some stuff. Oh, you got to move stuff around? Oh, you trying to, nah, mm-mm. So, yeah, man, just, that was crazy. I mean, that just sparked my interest on the internet because it blew me. Because I'm like, how can you be so ungrateful to your parents like that? And then I had to think about it. The parents probably was spoiling her and they tried to break her out of being spoiled at a late age, and it was too late. So, I mean, like I said, I feel like for me, I'm going to try to teach value in my house and with my kids. Try to teach value. Understand, like, you got to work hard for what you want. You just can't walk up one day and just ask for something you really shall receive. I feel like once you get about 5, 6, 7, you're going to have small responsibilities, nothing crazy, just to let you know, like, you got to work for what you want. Like, put some work in. Like, don't be scared to put no work in. Don't be scared to, you know, get dirty and do some hard work every blue moon. You know, so that's just things I wanted to, you know, on that note, that was just what I wanted to talk about. So, to get to a new joint for my girl Lil Keisha, featuring L Street and Brianna Nicole Nicholas, called Go Up Remix. Y'all already know what I say, it's not a world for me, it's a world for me to OG Radio, man. Shout out to Lil Keisha sending me the joint. Allow me to play this joint on OG Radio. And you can hear this song, it's on Spotify, it's on all the major radio stations in Chicago, WGCI, Power 92. Like, it's playing everywhere, man. So, like I said, I'm always glad to be a part of the movement. Push an independent artist, man. I love doing that. So, shout out to her for sending us a joint. This new joint from Lil Keisha is called Go Up Remix. Like, right here, OG Radio. Let's get it.
Got a little drink, pull up. Pop a little X, soda. Hey. Smoking on op, roller. You know I hate being sober. I'm about to drop, go up. I'm like, wait, hold up. I'm sick of these niggas, so up. These hoes mad, so up. Yeah, I ain't been turned in a minute. I'm in it. If I said it, I meant it. No cap, no gang, no gimmick. I'm about my money, the moolah, the fetty, the cheddar, the spinach. I came from rags to riches. I don't keep tabs on niggas. Fuck, I look like. When I'm not in the mood, I catch me a flight. Yeah, yeah, get out of here, nigga. I like the finer things. All of these racks are blue. What I'ma do? Get in my bag, yeah. Bitch, I'm it. Tag, yeah. Move on my way, get back, yeah. Bad bitch, feeling myself. I don't fuck with bitches, I'ma stay to myself. Do we got a problem? Better keep it to yourself.
Do we got a problem?
Got a little drink, pull up. Pop a little X soda,
hey.
Smoking on a roller. You know I hate being sober. I'm about to drop, go up. I'm like, wait,
hold up.
I'm sick of these niggas, throw up. These whole mad, throw up.
Straight off the block, where it get hot. Used to get guap, used to get guap. Switch from rental place. Just for my niggas and bitches that risked it all just to fuck up the ministry. Just for my haters that thought we wouldn't make it, and now that we made it, got plenty cake. And if we got problems, then say it's a problem. And bet you just smoke like a mini. Been putting on for a minute, been out and in it. Now from my cloth to my linen, got on my saw with like women. I made a million, some of these rappers my minions. Always be standing on business, stay out my business. I'm about my business on business. I'm about my money and it's finished. Where I'ma spend it, and shout out little piece she
get
wanted.
Get a little drink, pull up. Pop a little X, soda. Smoking on a roller. You know I hate being sober. I'm about to drop, go up. I'm like, wait,
hold up.
I'm sick of these niggas, throw up. These hoes mad, throw up.
Girl just wanna have fun, young. Slim bitch, ass round like a fun young. Little bitch, but my ass wear a ton, young. Nigga wanna feel these bum buns. But fuck all that nigga with a mun, young. And you can pay me and I'll hun, young. I'ma always get mine, and she can get hers. Ho, better never step on my bun, young. Body fit, so I throw it like a tantrum. Fuck looks, ain't rich, ain't handsome. Nigga wanna keep me, no ransom. Gift, but it ain't my birthday, just random. And these hoes mad, so what? I'ma still pop like soda. Ass on the dick, bitch, I'm lit. Pull up, but hold up, hold this glass. Let me pop my shit.
Got a little drink, pull up.
That was a new joint from my girl Lakeisha. It's called Go Up. Not right here. OG Radio, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Like I said, I play new joints all the time. I run that right, run that back one more time. Because I requested it. I'm gonna run that back one more time, man. Let's get it.
Got a little drink, pull up. Pop a little X soda,
hey.
Smoking on a roller. You know I hate being sober.
Hate
I'm about to drop, go up. I'm like, wait,
hold up.
I'm sick of these niggas, throw up. These hoes mad, throw up. Yeah, I ain't been turned in a minute. I'm in it. If I said it, I'm in it. No cap, no gang, no gimmick. I'm about my money, the moolah, the fetty, the cheddar, the spinach. I came from rags to riches. I don't keep tabs on niggas. Fuck, I look like. When I'm not in the mood, I catch me a flight. Get out of here, nigga. I like the finer things. All of these racks are blue. What I'ma do? Get in my bag, yeah. Bitch, I'm it. Tag, yeah. Move on my way, get back, yeah. Bad bitch, feeling myself. I don't fuck with bitches, I'ma stay to myself. Do we got a problem? Better keep it to yourself.
Do we got a problem?
Got a little drink, pull up. Pop a little X soda,
hey.
Smoking on a roller. You know I hate being sober. I'm about to drop, go up.
Used to get guap, switch from rental place. Just for my niggas and bitches that risked it all just to fuck up the ministry. Just for my haters that thought we wouldn't make it, and now that we made it, got plenty cake. And if we got problems, then say it's a problem. And bet you just smoke like a mini. Been putting on for a minute, been out and in it. Now from my cloth to my linen, got on my saw like women. I made a million, some of these rappers my minions. Always be standing on business, stay out my business. I'm about my business on business. I'm about my money and it's finished. Where I'ma spend it, and shout out little piece she wanted.
Got a little drink, pull up. Pop a little X soda,
hey.
Smoking on a roller. You know I hate being sober.
Just wanna have fun, young. Slim bitch, ass round like a fun, young. Little bitch, but my ass wear a ton, young. Nigga wanna feel these bum buns. But fuck all that nigga with a mun, young. And you can pay me and I'll hun, young. I'ma always get mine, and she can get hers. Ho, better never step on my bun, young. Body fit, so I throw it like a tantrum. Fuck looks, ain't rich, ain't handsome. Nigga wanna keep me, no ransom. Gift, but it ain't my birthday, just random. And these hoes mad, so what? I'ma still pop like soda. Ass on the dick, bitch, I'm lit. Pull up, but hold up, hold this glass. Let me pop my shit.
Got a little drink, pull up.
Now I'm finna get to another new joint from my man Rudy G. It's called Gotta Love It.
The joint right here is my man Rudy G. It's called Gotta Love It. Live right here, OG Radio, man. Like I said, it's not a world premiere until it's world premiere on OG Radio, man. You already know how we move. You know how we rock, man. So, live right here, your boy Mr. AK. OG Radio, man. Let's get it.
Puff, puff, pass, and that shit to the left. I'm coughing so hard that I'm losing my breath. And still, after years, never losing my depth. Feeling so sharp when I'm rolling the best. I dream of Florida weather when the smoke is my chest. And exhale reality, which ain't always best. But I'm just living life, never paying the price. Trying to say what's right when I'm blazing the pipe. Thinking peaceful thoughts when I'm laying at night. Modern day hippie smoking weed like Snoop and Wiz. But don't get it confused, man, I ain't these stupid kids. Looking at me crazy, but I guess that's how it is. Rather be in peace than living in all the drama. I'd rather have green than nothing without a nada. I'm lost in the cloud, cheaper hours and hours. I guess it's just the power of these magical flowers. Gotta love it when the smoke hits your chest. Gotta love it when it's legal to possess. Gotta love it when you're rolling up the best. Gotta love it when you're feeling so blessed. Gotta love it when the smoke hits your chest. Gotta love it when it's legal to possess. Gotta love it when you're rolling up the best. Gotta love it when you're feeling so blessed. Taking big hits, breathing deep in my lungs. Reflecting on the past, everything that I've done. Always stayed smoking, even out of town. True to life donor, making all sorts of connections. And if you know me well, then you know we smoke the best. And fiending for the ganja smoke to hit me in the chest. And towels under doors when we out of town at hotels. Breaking down deals, getting weed for the wholesale. Put your kid through college with how much that I buy. Not a fucking lie, I'll probably smoke till I die. Bud smokers only, no buzz killers allowed. Only the loud that we blazing with the crowd. Vibing with others over the love for the ganja. Bringing us together, not tearing us apart. It's almost legal everywhere, no need for your judgment. Keep it to yourself, we can do what we want. Prick, gotta love it when the smoke hits your chest. Gotta love it when it's legal to possess. Gotta love it when we rolling up the best. Gotta love it when you're feeling so blessed. Gotta love it when the smoke hits your chest. Gotta love it when it's legal to possess. Gotta love it when you're rolling up the best. Gotta love it when you're feeling so blessed.
Y'all know what it is, but Mr. AK, OG Radio, OG TV, man. Like I said, man, we do what we want to OG Radio, man. Like I said, I support who I support, rock who I need to rock with, man. And we have fun doing what we do, man. So that's just my job and what I do, man. So, you know, kick it with your boy for a while, man. Hang out with me, do some great things. That's what we do. Like I said, man, I'm always supporting the artists, man. I'm always doing my thing, man. And this is just what we do here at OG Radio, man. And a lot of artists don't understand that, you know, having the budget ready, have some things going on, make sure that things is what they need, where they need to be at. And also, man, make sure you're ready to be in the building, to be in rooms that you should be in. Make sure, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, what you want out of this game you get, and make sure, you know, you on point with what you need to be on point with, so you don't, you know, it don't go the way you don't want it to go, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, we do what we do here on OG Radio, man. We have fun. We rock out. And like, topic of the day is pretty crazy. But, man, to be honest, that's on how some people raise their kids, man. So it is what it is with that. And, you know, people have fun with that. And y'all can do what y'all want to with it. But I don't deem that what it's supposed to be. But, like I said, man, in other news, man, music-wise, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with this man Drake. I literally K-Dot won this by default because he put out a diss track and he used AI to create, to give himself a Snoop Dogg verse and a Tupac verse. And I heard Snoop was pretty pissed about that. Like, bro, what the fuck? You know, what is that? That ain't what we do. That ain't how I do. That ain't how I rock.
I'm going to give you a verse. I'm going to give you the verse. And then the people from Tupac's estate, I guess his brother or his cousin, I think, or whoever that is, that's over his estate and money or whatever, got an issue with it. And then, he wore the Tupac hoodie that Tupac had in the butter rim. So it's a lot of a lot of beefs that just don't make sense no more, man. I remember when you used to beef with an artist. You used to know you was beefing with an artist. Now it's like you got to read through so many subliminal messages and through the lines. You don't know who the fuck you beefing with. He be like, yeah, you ain't heard Buddy diss you? Like, somebody diss me? I ain't even know. Why you ain't know? Because he ain't saying my name. Oh, you had to read between the lines because he said this. Remember, you said this in your song, and then you referred yourself as this, and then this happened. It's like, man, I ain't got time for all that. Say what you mean to me, what you say, man. Because if you're going to diss somebody, man. You know, do that. If you're going to diss somebody. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get a couple more songs, let DJ AK38 do his thing. Come back with some marketing tips. And then we're going to get up out of here, man. I'm going to go enjoy rest of my Friday, man, and hang out, do what I need to do. But like I said, man, I'm going to get some more joints. Y'all keep it locked right here, OG Radio, man. So.
What you want from a nigga? What you want from a nigga? I gave you everything, why you trippin' on the nigga? Six black games and you know I'm a nigga. What you want from a nigga? What you want from a nigga? I gave you everything, why you trippin' on the nigga? Six black games and you know I'm a nigga. All that talkin' must don't know who you talkin' to. Always been a high nigga, always kept it cool. Never been a goofy, but you know I act a fool. You can stay and leave, either way I never knew. What you really want, if this ain't what you want. Tryna play me, don't you know that I'm 101. Girl, you messin' up, if it's up, it's up. If you didn't trust me, it was never love. What you want from a nigga? What you want from a nigga? I gave you everything, why you trippin' on the nigga? Six black chains and you know I'm a nigga. What you want from a nigga? What you want from a nigga? I gave you everything, why you trippin' on the nigga? Six black chains and you know I'm a nigga.
Get up. Huh? Just get a man.
Chicago, get up. Huh?
Shit. She thought it was sweater.
Huh?
Couldn't do it in hot weather.
No.
So baby girl.
Wave for it.
Thought it would fall off. He go high, right? Call off. Told them, hey niggas.
Wave for it.
Thought it would stop the train. Sit back, right for the third of my name. They ass better. Who I used to be.
Nah.
I can't deal with foolery. I'm exactly who I'm supposed to be. You can't put no holes on me. I'm open like the ocean be. You can call me up that coastal G. They hatin' how my vocals peak. Waiting for that post for me. I'm down bad. I'm fucked up. But wait for you gon' wait all day for. Wonder why they hate for. Sit back and debate for. Can't eat off my plate, boy. You can't get no back date. I rap with no back break. You know I'm only here for the sack, man. That fool shit gotta get back, man. You wonder why I keep that backpack. You run up, you feel back pain. You be in the circles, you be sticking names. Acting like a... We ain't gon' call names. Congratulate me behind closed doors. When none of my face, you shit on my name. Couldn't do it in hot weather. So baby girl,
wave for it.
Thought it would fall off. He go high, right? Call off. Told them, hey niggas,
wave for it.
Thought it would stop the train. Sit back, right for the third of my name. They ass better.
Wave for it.
Thought it would sweater. Couldn't do it at Coachella.
No.
So baby girl,
wave for it.
Had to get
did it, made a way for it. Cost to be the boss, had to pay for it. I was on the grind like a skateboard. Train from the town, better skateboard. Can't wait for it. Pedal to the metal, no brakes, boy. I was in the jungle with the ace, boy. Southside, go get a made, boy. Made, nigga, how I was raised,
boy. I'm from the middle of the map. Niggas wanna cap on Section 8. Middle of the trap. Daddy wasn't there, so I was flipping pack. Why wait for it? I could make a rack. I could push a P. I could make it stack. I could fuck it up. I could make it back. You can never lack. Living in the rap. Niggas sit and wait. Stab you in your back. Bitches try to take everything you got. Bitch, I'm in my bag. Bitch, I'm in my sack. Big credit cards, they ain't got a match. With my main bitch, we be up in sack. I be in the stew. Study dropping tracks. Study dropping heat. Trying to get a plaque. I'ma go and get it. I'ma make it happen. I ain't waiting for it, nigga. That's a fact.
Couldn't do it in hot weather. So, baby girl,
give it to you nice and slow. Oh, ah. treat you like you my hoe. Never when you sex me up, pussy in my face, shawty let me up. I'ma go deep, baby, wet me up. Smoke a little bit of this, drink a little bit of that. Girl, you really wanna sex me up. Pussy in my face, shawty let me up. I'ma go deep, baby, wet me up. Put the dick in your mouth, feel that thing with your tongue. Go slow, baby, ain't no rush. Finna show you how this thing gon' bust. Yeah, because I love the way you wet me up. Wet me up. We can slow it down, then you speed it up, babe. Yeah, then I beat it up, babe. All in it from the back, gripping sheets, baby, rain on me. Put that thing on me. Throw that ass back, look back while I smack those chicks. Ooh, I'ma stand up, then you go down. I'm about to bust, baby, slow down. In it all day, we could go round. Take a break for a minute, then we back down. Turn around, bend it over, put your back down. I'ma eat it from the back till you come down. I'ma slide back in, baby, those times. Smoke a little bit of this, drink a little bit of that. Girl, you really wanna sex me up. Pussy in my face, shawty, let me up. I'ma go deep, baby, wet me up. Put the dick in your mouth, feel that thing with your tongue. Go slow, baby.
Hey, I know it is your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. We're finna get ready to get up out of here, man. Like I said, I appreciate everybody who sent me new drinks. Appreciate LaKeisha. Appreciate Rudy G. Appreciate all my new artists. I mean, the new music that I got, man. Appreciate them. Number one, allow OG Radio to continuously play independent artists all day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the OG Radio. Appreciate that 110%, man. Real talk. Like I said, man, I'm finna get up out of here, man. Y'all know what I said then, down my shows, man. Do what you love and love what you do, and the rest take care of yourself. On your boy, Mr. AK, we out of here, man. Let's go.
Have a rise and put the fear in your eyes. Pull out the nine, give you a hood baptized. Spring shots and watch your blood capsize. Mommy say poppy grande, cause my shit is oversized. The guard that'll leave you a hypertrophic scar. Cause the kid be packing more metal than a scrapyard. I'm off the meter, pull out the street sweeper, and leave your body flaming hotter than Carolina Reaper. You don't wanna talk shit, you don't wanna talk dope. I got ammo that's bigger than water buffalo. From High Bridge to Compton, niggas are stomping. Me and the gang seeing more figures than the stock exchange. I'm in the Grey Viper, picking up the girl to Piper. Mansions with rich paintings of African tigers. Your girl blowing my shit, using all the saliva. Sucking hard, got her looking like a bobblehead dog. You never in your life try to disrespect. I leave your body with more holes than a volleyball net. I'm in Bora Bora, plotting on the jet ski, sipping Remy, gazing at the ocean algae. While you in hellfire, from the Black Messiah. In a pine box, rocking your last attire. Cause niggas talk shit, but ain't got shit. Niggas got whips with no gas money to push them shit. Nothing but a faker. So now you meeting the maker, the undertaker. I get the paper without the caper. Caper.
Pull the Draco out, pull up to the club stunting. Stand on the couch and be yours, bitch hunting. Fist full of hunnids, but I throw them like they won. See ops on the other side, I'ma kill them if they come. See niggas get scared when they see extendos out the drum. No problem with hitting you in your back if you run. And I'ma take your bitch out the club with me. Caravan of black Maybachs, I bought the dub with me. West side.
Cause niggas talk shit.